Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for March 21st, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced the least anticipated album tour featuring A Day to Remember, The Story So Far, 4 Years Strong, and Pain of Truth is hitting the stage at Suffolk Downs on Friday, June 28th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses has revealed that he and Alice in Chains guitarist Jerry Cantrell are thinking about recording an album together. Coming after the latest episode of Life in the Stocks, the podcast hosted by journalist and broadcaster Matt Stocks. McKagan saying that he's playing bass on 5 songs on Jerry Cantrell's next solo album, which is currently in production, saying, quote, "We're thinking about doing a joint record at some point. We made a video for the song Just Don't Know, the first single from Duff McKagan's 2023 solo album, Lighthouse. So we're hanging out with our acoustic guitars, and we wrote like 4 or 5 songs together in 2 to 3 hours. Speaking of Guns N' Roses, their debut album, Appetite for Destruction, has made its way to the Grammy Hall of Fame. The album, which is certified 18 times platinum, is one of 10 recordings being inducted into the Hall, with an official ceremony set to be held at the Novo in Los Angeles today. Eligibility for induction hinges on recordings that exhibit qualitative or historical significance and are at least 25 years old. You can go to Grammy.com for the entire list of inducted recordings. Veteran American actor M. Emmett Walsh has passed away at the age of 88. According to The Hollywood Reporter, he died on Tuesday, amassing over 200 credits in 55 years. Best known for his roles in Blade Runner, Blood Simple, Little Big Man, Critters, and Knives Out, among countless others. Former Journey singer Steve Perry reacted to the news that the band's classic anthem, Don't Stop Believin', has officially been declared the biggest song of all time by Forbes, saying, quote, "When this Don't Stop Believin', the biggest song of all time's article came out yesterday, I was so emotionally stunned. To be part of such a moment as this made me reflect on my parents. By that I mean, though I lost them both years ago, I was so happy for them because they truly are the reason that this is happening. My dad was a singer and both of them were very musical. So on behalf of my mom and dad, I want to thank every one of you for so many years of support." Patty Boyd, the famed model who romanced George Harrison and Eric Clapton, is putting more than 100 personal items up for auction. Among them, letters Eric Clapton wrote to woo her away from George Harrison, whom she was married to from 1966 to 1977, saying, quote, "Eric wrote the most divine, beautiful letters, but I don't want to keep reading them. It seems like an eternity since I last saw or spoke to you. What I wish to ask you is if you still love your husband or if you have another lover." That letter was dated in 1970. In a separate letter up for auction in 1971, Clapton wrote, "If you don't want me, please break the spell that binds me. To cage a wild animal is a sin. To tame him is divine." In the letters, Eric Clapton referred to Boyd as Layla, inspiring the hit released in 1971. She also inspired Harrison's classic Beatles song, Something, as well as Clapton's 1977 song, Wonderful Tonight. The letters are expected to sell for $19,000 each. Celebrating Record Store Day at participating stores starting April 20th, Mercury Studios will exclusively be releasing a double silver vinyl album, Def Leppard, One Night Only at the Lead Mill Sheffield on May 19th, 2023. The unique set was one of the most intimate shows the band played in Europe in over 35 years. giving fans the chance to hear and see the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers up close and personal. A California judge pulled from her musical knowledge, quoting a Taylor Swift lyric, denying Metallica's insurance lawsuit relating to a string of 2020 cancellations in South America. Metallica had sought a legal ruling when their insurance policy with Lloyd's of London did not cover their losses for canceling six dates due to COVID restrictions for travel. The insurance company had stated that there was a clear exclusion in their contract for any losses accrued from, quote, communicable diseases. The judge stated that it was absurd to think the government closures were not the result of COVID-19. To paraphrase Taylor Swift, she said, "We were there. We remember it all too well." Ricky Phillips, Styx's bassist for over 20 years, has announced he's leaving the group. Before joining Styx, he played with Babies and Bad English, along with Coverdale Page and Ted Nugent, saying, quote, "I'm taking a break from the road. I'm not retiring, just taking a break." Super 7, the heavy metal loving purveyors of collectibles, toys, and apparel, have just rolled out their Black Magic Minotaur to pay tribute to the Baphomet Minotaur found on Slayer's 1983 debut album, Show No Mercy. It's a 7-inch scale, highly articulated figure and can be pre-ordered online for $55. Nick Cave and his longtime collaborator Warren Ellis have teamed up to score the forthcoming Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black. Cave and Ellis composed about 20 to 30 minutes of music for the film's score. Additionally, Cave has contributed a new song called Song for Amy that will appear on the soundtrack. The soundtrack also includes 6 songs from Winehouse as well as 5 songs from artists who inspired her, including Billie Holiday and the Shangri-Las. The soundtrack gets released on May 17th. Pearl Jam vocalist Eddie Vedder made a surprise appearance on stage with The Who at the second of the band's 2 sold-out Teenage Cancer Trust charity gigs at London's Royal Albert Hall. Being introduced by Roger Daltrey as a stand-up guy, Eddie Vedder joined the band to perform The Punk and the Godfather, one of the 2 pivotal songs on the English band's classic 1973 album Quadrophenia. CKY have announced a spring 2024 headlining tour. The New Reason to Dream tour celebrates the 25th anniversary this year. Crobot and X-Cops appear on select dates. That includes the only stop in New England at Hampton Beach in New Hampshire at Wally's on May 26th. The Grand Ole Opry has announced Jelly Roll will return as the host for the Opry Next Stage Live from Texas show at Lava Cantina on May 15th. The special Opry event will precede the 59th Academy of Country Music Awards on May 16th, which will live stream on Prime Video. Dr. Dre, who recently received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame with friends 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem in attendance, has revealed that Eminem is returning with a new album in 2024. While making an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, he said, quote, "Eminem is working on his own album, which is coming out this year. I actually talked to him and he said it was okay for me to make the announcement right here on the show. So he has an album coming out and I've got songs on it and it's fire." A recent study by Custom Inc. looked into what metal bands sell the most merch. The answer to the question is Iron Maiden, followed by Slipknot, The Misfits, Pantera, and Arctic Monkeys. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carey podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 198, featuring Keith Wallen from Breaking Benjamin, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.